Reigning in Light, Judgment. Judgment. It isn't a bad thing when we have all of the facts. And we've personally witnessed or observed the thing or persons. Judgment without sense may be a bad thing if we don't have all of the facts. And we're basing our opinion all off of someone else's. On this journey and in this life, we can miss out on a good thing or a good person if we pass judgment too soon. Judgment that comes too soon and without facts is prejudging, which is prejudice. As a people, we've come far, but it seems that we are headed nowhere, and because so many prejudices still exist. There's a saying, you shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house. If we understand this clearly, we accept that we are imperfect, and just the same as everyone else. For the sake of our spirit and fully grasping enlightenment, we are perfectly imperfect when we subtract prejudices from ourselves. Judgment without sense is harmful, and to all, and when we use it without knowledge that we've personally acquired, and reading about someone's life from a person other than that particular person isn't enough. Learning about someone else, sometimes from someone else, just isn't enough to judge either. Judgment without sense hurts and can send someone into depression or worse. Judgment without sense is a loss. Judgment is when we come to or draw a conclusion about something or someone and usually takes place before we act. So judgment is necessary. There's just a positive way to do it. What's unnecessary is drawing a conclusion about something or someone because of the way it looks or because of the way they look. That old saying, don't judge a book by its cover, comes to mind here. When we pass judgment, we want to take in the qualities or the characteristics of the individual. Sometimes it is necessary to rely on our gut feelings. And especially when we're trying to make a decision of whether or not we involve ourselves with something or someone. And yet and still our decision is not to be based on the physical appearance of the person. In order to make good judgment calls, we do need to be good listeners, and so that we are able to read others and sometimes understand them. Reminders. In this life, when we are striving to be the best with others, we have to begin with an internal examination of listening, reading, and understanding ourselves. This is exercising competence or a way of being efficient. When we are judging someone else, we want to have judged ourselves first and correctly. With all things, we want to first take a full look at ourselves. Judgment causes us to question our whole selves and sometimes causes us to feel shame, but on the contrary, can fill us with pride. If we feel our character and our beliefs are sound, if we have any reservations about taking a look within and judging ourselves, imagine the passing of judgment on others. When we judge without sense or knowledge, it is sometimes due to fear, as most negative connotations are. Some humans, and when acting in a most basic form, have a tendency to fear or be intolerant of what is unknown or what is different. With judgment, people hypothesize or guess how people are, and unfortunately, without getting to know them. While it is wise to always use our best judgment, it is also wise to take our time with judging. And how much time may have to be up to our gut or our own intuition. All the more reason to get to know ourselves a little bit deeper. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. How do we behave mostly? What makes up our own character? Some have said that how we judge others is how we judge ourselves. Not completely sure if this is true or not, but it has some ring to it. If we have trouble accepting ourselves, or if we tend to judge ourselves too harshly or jump to conclusions, are we finding that we do this with others as well? Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Do we give ourselves credit on most days? Do we give ourselves a break throughout the day? Are we kind to ourselves mostly? Can we tolerate ourselves? Are we willing to forgive ourselves? Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Do we know when to take a time out from overtalking, from overthinking, and from overdoing it? Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Are we aware of our body language? And since actions speak louder than words, what are our actions saying or showing others? These questions may help us to shy away from judging others based on anything that we do not find helpful about ourselves. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. The breaths in and out that we take allow us the true connection to our spirit. Becoming in tune with our own spirit allows us a greater connection with all that is great and all that is most high. When we think of judgment, we might think of how we will be judged ultimately. And based on how we live, how we take, and how we give while on our journey, we are reminded of the divinity that we hold within. We are reminded to walk in grace and with humility. We are reminded of all the times that we've fallen short of who we would like to be. We are reminded of how judgment is a decision and how we are able to make one today. And by showing the same type of mercy on others as we've been shown or would like to be shown, we are reminded to be proud of ourselves and without being prideful. That is, thinking so highly of ourselves that it becomes conceit or arrogance and without consideration for others. When judgment of others is passed without proper discernment, it could be that we are deflecting and based off of our own insecurities. Judgment based off of anything other than actions of ourselves or others is a shortcut and is definitely not a clear one. On our journey, we no longer need to take shortcuts. Our path can be clear with moments to breathe. On our journey, we can go the long route. We can get our steps in, becoming as healthy as possible. We can take the road less traveled. We can travel while reigning in light.